Welcome to the Mind Body Business Show. The three keys to your success is just moments away. Here's your host, Brian Kelly.
Hello, everyone, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Mind Body Business Show. Baby, the bar has been raised yet again, not because of me, but because our special guest expert, Ken Van Loo, he's sitting there, he's staring at me right now. You can't see him, but I can. He is ready. He is ready to go and ooze value all over this wonderful, wonderful show. How are you doing this evening? Hello, I'm Brian Kelly, the host of the Mind Body Business Show. And real quickly, for those of you that might be here for the first time, the Mind Body Business Show, what is that all about? Well, it's about what I call the three pillars of success. And in my 54 years now on this planet, I've, you know, by focusing on successful people, what I've learned that there are three patterns that develop which with each and every one of them that I personally have followed. And what that starts with is mind, that meaning mindset. So when you're able to create an empowered, powerful, permanent life changing mindset, then you can become much more successful. And again, that's what each successful individual that I have come onto the show has achieved, including Ken Van Loo, who I cannot wait to introduce you to. Promise he's coming on soon. Mindset. And then there is body, mind, body, business. Body, what is that? Well, it's literally what it stands for. It's body. It's taking care of yourself physically. It's taking care of yourself nutritionally. And it's like what I like to say, that the mind and body are a team. And even more importantly, the mind and body are your team. And with one not operating at peak levels of performance, then the team as a whole is suffering. You get that, right? So it's a team effort. So you want to concentrate on and master both as close as you can to becoming a master at each. And then there is business. Now, business is multifaceted. There's sales, there's marketing, there's team building, systematizing, scaling, you name it. There's a lot to business. And it does take experience and it does take some talent, but it also takes just know-how and knowing how to model others who have achieved success, like, you guessed it, Mr. Ken Van Loo, who is on right now. It's amazing. So once you master, if you were to master just one of those areas, either mindset or body or business, then your life will be improved manyfold. I kid you not. Now imagine all three of them. Once you've mastered all three, then you are operating at what I call a level of peak performance, of your absolute peak performance. Hence the name of the company, Reach Your Peak LLC. That is where it came from, was the mind, body, business. I call it like a tripod. So if you have a tripod holding up an expensive piece of camera or equipment and you kick away one of the legs, what happens? The whole thing comes tumbling down and something might break. Same thing, if you're not operating at a peak level of performance in all three areas, mind, body, business, patterns I've seen that successful people have developed, then you're just not operating at a peak level of performance. And that's not to shame you, it's just to say when would now be the right time to focus on what area you need to get into first. And if you don't have any, I would say start with mind, always. It is the foundation of everything. It's business, personal, success, period. That's that. And speaking of success, reminds me of a story many years ago. I was in a gentleman's office. He was the owner, a multimillionaire, owner of a business. And he had called me out there. I flew out there. We were signing a contract, a nice, healthy one. And I was there for actually 2 days. He flew me out there, picked me up in a limo, put me up at a hotel. It was a phenomenal experience. And I just remember, and this is quite a few years ago, I just remember at one point, I'm sitting in his couch in his office. You know, it's a large office almost a house-sized office, corner office. And I'm sitting in his couch, and he's standing facing me. And at one point, he just goes, Brian, if people only knew. If they only knew, if they just did this one thing, if they just did this one thing, they'd all be super rich. And I thought, wow, I'm interested in knowing what that is. Would you please tell me? And at that point, he kind of turned away from me and went to the back wall, the one right in front of me, but behind him. And he reached back, and there was a large cabinet from floor to ceiling with two doors, double doors. And he reached and grabbed both handles and opened it up to reveal its contents. And what I saw was very similar to what you see behind me right now. And it was shelf after shelf after shelf of books. And these were books on personal development, on business, on everything we just talked about, on mindset, on sales, marketing. Everything was in there. And the interesting thing is I made a huge, huge mistake at that moment. I decided not to believe him. And it cost me over a decade of time, which is okay. Looking back, I'm not one of those crying over spilled milk type of persons. I still get a lot of experience. I get to build on all of my mistakes and all my wins. And the cool thing is, thankfully, years later, I ran into and became a mentee of another individual. He became my mentor. He was a public speaker, held seminars, and I worked with him for several years, the last two of which I actually spoke from his stage to teach his students. I was his main trainer for a couple of years. And at one point, we're in his house hanging out, and he's walking around with headphones on his ears. And I was like, hey, man, what are you up to? Just curious. And he pulls it away and he says, oh, these? Yeah, I'm listening to a book. Wait, what? You're listening to a book? Now, granted, this was not the technology's been around now for quite some time. Back then, it was fairly new. So I was like, what is that? That sounds interesting. He says, yeah, I'm listening to a book on something called Audible. I said, really? I got to try that. And, you know, now I'm seeing my mentor, who's highly successful, years later, doing the same thing that the other guy many years before said to do. And I thought, okay, that just tripped a wire in my head. And I said, it's time. And so I began listening and realized I love listening to books way more than reading them because my eyes get all red, bloodshot, tired. I get tired, you know, all that stuff. And so I ended up listening voraciously and reading voraciously book after book after book. And the cool thing with Audible is as you're listening, you can tap on the screen. There's a little icon where it stores what's called a bookmark. And so instantly it stores that location. And you can go back later, and instead of rereading an entire book, you just go through the bookmarks and save a ton of time. I thought, I'm going to start doing that. So I started wearing that button out, I like to say. And what I like to do now is segue into a segment I appropriately call bookmarks.
Bookmarks. Born to read. Bookmarks. Ready. Steady. Read. Bookmarks. Brought to you by ReachYourPeakLibrary.com.
Yes, ReachYourPeakLibrary.com. You see it next to me there. And by the way, for those of you watching, listening, even if you're on podcasts later, maybe you're watching on Roku or even Amazon TV Fire, because we are all over the place, please stay with us now. Be in the moment. In other words, take out a pad of paper and a pen, old school, I know, and write down the resources you are hearing rather than going and typing it in on your browser and seeing what's that all about and looking at it as we're talking. Because if whoever is present in the room, so to speak, we teach this from stage all the time, that's where the money is. I kid you not. So if you leave and you miss 1 minute, especially of Ken when he comes on here very shortly, that could have been that 1 minute that absolutely changes your life forever. So just do yourself a favor, take notes, and stay with us, and stay focused. And by the way, comments and questions are very welcome wherever you're watching from, whether it's Facebook, Periscope, YouTube Live, we're all over. We carpet bomb market this show everywhere. So Reach Your Peak Library, real quick, what that is it's something I put together truly as a gift for you. You, the listener, you, the person watching, it's a collection of all the books that I personally read that had a profound impact on me personally. Now, some were one thing or two things within it, maybe not the whole book. Some were the book from beginning to end, just crazy. Like the one I'm going to play a bookmark for you here in just a moment, is from one of those books that beginning to end, and it's actually on the screen right now, hint, hint, wink, wink. So what I did is I put all this together for you. So if you have not started reading, or maybe you already are reading and you're curious what other books are out there that might be good, this is a perfect place for you to come. This is not a site for the purpose of making money for me. It is there basically as a library for you as my gift, and I'd love for you to be able to access that. So without further ado, what I want to do is jump over to the actual bookmark, and today we have the wonderful Uncle Grant. Grant Cardone is going to be talking to us for a little over a minute, And what I want you to do as you're watching and listening right now is one more time, I'm going to continue to harp on this because even I personally take notes and I'm running this entire show. Take notes on this. I'm going to play and you're going to hear Grant's voice, his soothing, wonderful voice. Everyone loves Grant Cardone. And listen in for just about a minute and then we will move on and bring on our special guest expert. So go ahead, listen close and take notes. Here we go.
In order to make good things happen more often, you cannot afford ever to act like a victim. Good things just don't happen to victims. Bad things happen to victims, and they happen to them quite frequently, and all you got to do is ask them. Those who embrace the victim position will gladly go on and on and on with you about how they had nothing to do with the many bad and endless breaks they've had in life, their life of being a victim. There are four consistent factors in the life of every victim. Number one, bad things happen to them. Number two, bad things happen often. Number three, they're always involved in the bad things. They were involved, right? And number four, someone or something else is always to blame. Successful people, on the other hand, take the opposite stance. And you must take this stance in order to acquire and maintain success. Successful people assume that everything that happens in their life comes as a result of their own responsibility, not because of some outside force. This is going to prompt them to start looking for ways to move beyond situations and take control of not having bad things, quote unquote, happen to them.
All right, we're going to stop it there. Some profound words of wisdom from Mr. Grant Cardone there. Just love this guy, his energy, his messages. This is one of those guys, you want to talk about action taker. If you've never heard of Grant Cardone, he has a series of books out. I have read every single one of them, all of them, and they are in the Reach Your Peak Library. So go ahead and grab those. I would start with the 10X Rule. It's one of the most popular, and it's profound. It's amazing. And the thing I love what he's talking about there is being responsible for your own results that you have today in your life. We teach this from Stage as well, where you know, you being that cause with your life, where you are today is 100% your responsibility and no one else's. That is the mindset of a successful and all successful individuals, is that they take cause and they're responsible for their actions. And speaking of successful people, I think it's time that we bring on the one and only, well, we'll bring him on in just a second. I'll tell you who he is just in case you came on later. Here we go. It's time for our special guest.
It's time for the guest expert spotlight. Savvy, skillful, professional, adept, trained, big league, qualified.
And there he is, ladies and gentlemen. The one, the only, the man, the myth, the real estate legend, Mr. Ken Van Loo. How are you doing, Ken?
Excellent, Brian. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to speak tonight.
This is going to be off the charts. So what I wanted to do is real quick, let people know about you. Just give them a brief overview, and then we'll jump right into it. Sound cool?
Absolutely.
Sweet, sweet. Ken is an author, an educator, engineer, and one of Manhattan's most successful real estate experts. That's Manhattan, New York, by the way, for those of you that are on the West Coast that really don't get that. Ken Van Loo has garnered international praise for his work in various facets of the building trade. Over the years, Ken has managed the syndication and development of numerous high-profile real estate developments totaling more than, get this, $1.2 billion, that's with a B, in capital investment. Ken holds master's degrees in civil engineering from the New Jersey Institute of Technology and in real estate development. That's two master's degrees, ladies and gentlemen, from New York University. In addition, he has lectured at the Real Estate Institute, New York University, and College of Engineering, Rutgers University. My, 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 what a nice laundry list of accomplishments and accolades and experience, Ken. And before I finally turn the mic over to you. I apologize. But I wanted to remind folks that are watching live that you will have the opportunity to enter to win a five-night stay at a five-star luxury resort in Mexico compliments of our wonderful sponsors at powertexting.com. That's Jason and Rhonda at powertexting.com. So be sure to stay on the end, and we will show you exactly how you can win that trip. We give a trip away every single show. I kid you not. All right, with that, Ken,
that.
Finally.
Nice.
Hey, man, that was I love the bio. Everything, it tells a lot about you and to us and our listeners. But I wondered if we could dig a little deeper and kind of get closer to, you know, what makes you tick, because that's what I'm curious about is the super successful people. What's going on up here? And so specifically, like, let's say you get up in the morning, your feet hit the floor. You know, we're all in a state of grogginess at that moment. Most of us, I am, I know. And then you start to come to consciousness and you're waking up, and then you realize the day is in front of you. What are the things that, what goes through your mind that motivates you, that drives you to get up and go at, after the day with vigor, with passion? I mean, looking at you, talking to you earlier, that's who you are. You're a man of vigor and passion. And then if you wouldn't mind, right after that, is let us know what projects you're up to today.
Sure. Absolutely. Great question. So what motivates me? You know, so it's funny because you talk a lot about mindset, right? So real estate has, you know, kept me up late at night and woke me up at 5 a.m. for many, many years. But like anything else in life, you know, we all have our periods of time where we have to do some course correction on our mindset. And what I found, you know, when I'm like down in the dumps or thinking about like, you know, what's wrong with this situation, I always make it much bigger than myself, you know, and really now it's all about contribution and giving back. And, you know, I start my day out, you know, with really looking at what my purpose is, you know, which is to, you know, use, you know, my knowledge and tenacity and, you know, and drive really to motivate, inspire, and transform others into their greatness, you know, and that's what really drives me to get up and stay up late at night, you know. And, you know, I go through, you know, like a morning routine. And I might have forgot the second part of the question already. It was a lot. But my morning routine, you know, is really starts out, you know, I wake up groggy and, you know, I do a cold shower, you know. And then that gets me going. And right after that, you know, I meditate and then I do an effortless prosperity reading. And, you know, and then I work out and then I fuel my body and then I kind of get my day started. And, you know, that has worked real well for me because it really gives me unlimited energy to serve the purpose that I'm really living for, you know. Not quite sure if I answered the question.
That's a
fully.
Power morning right there, I tell you. Yeah. What was the second one or the third one? You said you took a cold shower, meditate, effortless.
It's an effortless prosperity reading. There's one I studied with Bijan, you know, all about clearing to create. And it's a 30-day read. I read it every day, and it's just profound. You know, it clears your mind, go into a meditation, and then I fuel my body, do a little workout, fuel my body, and you know, I'm ready to go around 9 o'clock, but I get up early and that's kind of my drill. And when I miss that, you know, you're kind of off cue, you know?
I love that. Yeah. Wow. That's a power morning. So here's another thing for those of you watching and listening, what that turns into is Ken has what's called discipline. You know, he does this each and every day. And there are days where you get things happen. Like you might be traveling late and it makes it difficult. You might be in a place where you can't work out with a proper gear. There's different things that happen, but as a habit, this is what Ken does. What do you do watching and listening on a habit that helps to propel you to operate at a peak level? He just said everything we just talked about except for, well, he did. The next thing after workout was he dove into the business, right, at 9 a.m. or so. So fantastic. Yeah. And the other part, and I apologize for giving you so much there, is if you don't mind, what project have you found that you're passionate about, that you're working on right now, just so listeners can have an idea what you're into at the moment?
That's a great question. So, you know, I still build in New York City all the time. And, you know, two projects that I took on for 2019, actually three, is I started writing the Modern Wealth Building Formula, which is basically the formula I've used my whole career. And, you know, I was very fortunate to get three chapters done for an interview with Jack Canfield recently, which is just fantastic. And another project you know, that I'm working on is we're going to create, you know, because of all the opportunity zones in America now, a $100 million fund and get started with investing in, you know, opportunistic real estate development throughout the country. And, you know, those are my two primary projects. And one other thing that I'm really focused on is, you know, the modern wealth building formula is something that I used. I have over 108,000 hours in real estate development and construction, you know, but, you know, people don't have a lot of time and, you know, they're pressured to retire, you know, in a comfortable situation. And I've developed a program called the Elevator to the Penthouse program, which basically helps people accelerate and learn the modern wealth building formula so that they can succeed in real estate a lot quicker than if they were trying to do it by themselves. And those three projects have been keeping me busy, you know, in addition to my three kids and my wife of 30 years. So, you know, my plate is full, but it's fun. You know, it's not like work, because when you're working your passion, you know, I still sleep 5 hours a night only, you know, not by design. It's just, I have unlimited energy, you know, with, you know, the way I fuel my body, the way I eat, you know, and makes a big difference, you know, really makes a big difference.
It so does. Thank you for bringing that up, because, yeah, I mean, a lot of people will discount the fact that they need to take care of themselves, both body and mind. And we'll hit that a little bit heavier in a second. Accelerating real estate, that is so needed. To me, real estate is like music, because I've never played an instrument before. So you can understand what real estate is to me. I don't know the first thing about it, except that I have a home and I live in one. But I've not ever gone into that area, and I've seen so many succeed at it. So it's great that you're doing. Do you have a copy of that book that you mentioned? Can you hold that up if you do?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, this is my old favorite book was Think and Grow Rich.
All right.
Now it's the Modern Wealth Building Formula. And we're just real excited about this. It's going to be coming out in September this year.
Sweet. And, for folks to get a copy of that, do they get on a pre-notification list of some kind or just connect with you?
Yeah, you can, you know, go to my website. It tells you a little bit about the book. And I'm pretty easy to track down, you know. And,
okay.
You know, I'm even sharing the first three copies. So, you know, you'll find my cell phone and number, how to get there. The first three chapters, you know, I'm willing to share, because I really, you know, I really want to help a lot of people. And the goal here is to, you know, follow Jack in his footsteps. He sold 500 million books. You know, if I sell a couple million, I'll be happy. Not for the money, just that I get the message out, you know.
Yeah, I can see the new series now, Real Estate Accelerator for the Soul.
There you go.
Awesome. Oh, thanks for that. And we'll give everybody detailed information exactly how to connect with you near the end of the show, if that's cool. Because I think a lot of people will want to connect with you. And I love how you brought up the three kids and the wife of 30 years, because just before we learned, both of us are coming up on our 30-year wedding anniversary. Has yours occurred already, or is it coming up?
Mine was last year. We did Martha's Vineyard.
Nice.
I had never been there. And it's amazing. You know,
I'm going to have to put that one down, because ours, my wife and I, is a month after this. It's next month in May.
There you go.
We're going to be in your backyard, buddy. We're coming to New York and we're going to have a fun time for a week.
Yeah.
So we'll have to connect somehow, some way.
For sure.
So the thing is, really brings out is that Ken is a real person just like anyone else. You know, everyone is, no matter how successful they are. It doesn't, you know, so what that means is, if Ken can do it, yes, you can do it too. You just need the right mentorship. You need the right attitude. You need to be an action taker. And you need to follow the three pillars of success and work on your mind as Ken does, on your body as Ken does, and obviously on your business as Ken does. You're seeing an example. So the easiest way to achieve success that I have found is to find someone that is successful and model them. There's no need to reinvent the wheel. Just model them. Find somebody that's willing to help you along, and be willing to help back. Give them something for sure. Don't just take, especially when they have achieved a certain level where they, you know, they only have so much time. Give them, you know, charities are often one of the great things to discuss. See if they have a charity that they're fond of, and see how you can help. But go in with a giving attitude at all times. That was a good segue. Are you also, we talked about reading. Would you consider yourself an avid reader? Most people I've run into that are successful seem to have this quality, as I learned, as you heard. And if so, what's like the latest book you read, or even the most fascinating, your favorite? I saw one favorite, but maybe a different one.
Yeah, and that's one that my mastermind group, we read a chapter every 2 weeks is consistently. But it's funny because, you know, you talked a little bit about Audible, and, you know, I like to read, but I do the 30 credits every year. I probably list at least 30 to 50. And I read what I'm writing now. And I just finished reading a pretty fascinating book called The Formula. I don't know if you've read that, by Albert Laszlo Barbarazzi. And it's really about artificial intelligence and how you could literally figure things out before you even do it. And I was fascinated by it because I want to use artificial intelligence to find deals in my field. And, I read Tim Ferriss's book years ago. I never even knew he wrote the book. I felt kind of ignorant. Tools for Titans that I just picked up. And I want to read 4-Hour Body after that, you know, but I'm always, and that's the ones I'm carrying, you know, let alone I'm listening to a few too. So it's always feeding that information into the head, you know, and it's so important, you know, because it's easy to go into your head in a negative way. So you might as well be listening to positive stuff, you know?
Amen, brother. I mean, that here's a perfect substitute for negative things like the news. We don't watch it in our house. The only news I tend to get is by people posting on Facebook who do watch the news. And, you know, then I can at least filter and say, I do want to see what that one's about. Or that's way too. No, I don't want to go down that rabbit hole. And why not plug in a book or open a book and read it physically? I love to do this in the car. I'm in the car a lot. This is California, baby. We're always in the car motoring. I mean, New York, you're probably in subways a lot or Ubers or taxis. And what a perfect place. What else are you going to do, right? Why not make it productive? I mean, I call my car my university on wheels. It's amazing. I've read more books in the car than any other location. Otherwise, I would be what? Listening to music, right? And the cool thing is I can concentrate while I'm driving. It's amazing. The retention for me personally is very high. And it doesn't take much to, I barely, it's more, it's less than turning the dial on the old radio, if any of you remember those, in a car. So it's even safer than the old radios on cars when you want to tap that bookmark symbol. So highly recommend everyone just jump on Audible if you enjoy listening to books. And oftentimes the author, as you just heard, Grant Cardone, oftentimes the author themselves will read it. So you get to hear their voice. You get their inflections. It gives more to it than if you're just reading it. You don't know what the emotion is going into it. It gives it another element, another, I don't know the right word, dimension, I guess. It's phenomenal. Yes. Let's see. Fantastic. We touched on it a little bit. Actually, you did. That you do this every morning. You go work out. And just taking that a little bit deeper, how important is physical fitness to you, not just your business, but also your personal life altogether? How much importance do you put physical fitness in that realm?
Yeah. You know, health and fitness is, it's, I would say right up there with family, you know, almost. I get my body adjusted each week. I step on a scale. I do hair testing and dry blood and wet blood analysis periodically to really look at my river of life. I don't deprive myself. Trust me, when I want some dessert, I have my swag days, you know. But pretty much I'm just consistent. You know, I don't really put alcohol or caffeine into my system. And it works, you know. It's all of these additives that people think are going to motivate them really doesn't work. If you just, you know, it's actually less is better, you know, for the body. But it's really important because, you know, not that I don't want to sleep more. I'd like to sleep more, but it gives me energy to give back. You know, I'm always there with my family. You know, early, I'm always up early. My son, when he comes in from leave, I'm the guy picking him up 5 a.m. at the airport, all charged up, you know, and it's a fun way to live, you know, honestly.
I love it. Love it. Love it. I love all of it. And so adjusted, I'm assuming, I could be wrong, but chiropractic.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember I used to do that on a regular basis and I should probably jump back into that because no matter if you have a back problem or any joint problem at all, it's a kind of a fine tuning of the skeletal system. because of all the ligaments and everything. And then when you work out, you're strengthening those tendons and muscles surrounding those. So that's like a perfect 1-2 that will keep you upright much longer than the average individual. We hope and pray, knock on wood, right? So fantastic. Thank you. I mean, so listen, everyone, this is just as important as how to make that big real estate deal. Because his big real estate deals may not come to fruition at all if he didn't take care of himself first. Does that make sense? So it's time to lay the foundation for your life, for the rest of your life. So really, get into mindset techniques. There's one, there's a science called neuro-linguistic programming. It's amazing. It's not woo-woo. I know that because I thought it was at first myself and later became a certified NLP practitioner. And it literally... literally changed my life. And I don't say that very often. That's just one way to do it. So get going, get moving, start taking action and change your life for the better and do it now so you can be like Ken Van Loo.
made a good point there. Yeah, absolutely.
When in business, so, you know, we get it. We have ups and downs, right? I mean, wait, let me ask you first. Now that you're this, you've achieved this level of success, it's just a smooth ride every day, right? No problems ever come up?
not at all. You know, it's been an interesting ride, you know, starting with 10 bucks and developing a $17 million project with no money, no experience, then rolling in what I earned into a waterfront property to lose it when the towers came down.
Oh, man.
To build myself up again in 2008 to be in major deals with Lehman Brothers. They crashed and burned, lost it again, came back, you know. And, I wouldn't say it's as bad as that now, but, you know, what I had to really adjust my mindset, right, was there was one time I was running like six high rises at once, you know, and I was just like, everything is a problem, right? And I let it start to get to me until I was able to shift my mindset that the business, the what-so of the business is a problem, right? And if you could come from a place that there's nothing wrong, it's just a problem. And when they call you, you're there to solve it, right? So why add the stress to it? And just by that little mind shift, my capacity like went off the roof, you know? But, you know, it's interesting, you know, how that's so, so key. You know, really just believing you can do it, you know, that's half the battle, you know.
Fantastic. And there it is again. And this, here it is. It's coming to the top, not just because I said it at the opening of the show, but the patterns. Mind shift. He had to go through a mind shift or shift his mindset. And so he could then handle things differently. So it's not about what happens to you. It's about how you react to what happens. And then I reframe it instead of it happens to me, it actually happens for me because it is exercising me in a way that will take me to a place that's even better. Even if what happened wasn't positive, are you catching this? Those of you that are watching, I know Ken catches this. So I'm not asking Ken. But yeah, so it also makes life so much more fun. I don't know. It's just amazing to have that kind of mindset going forward. Then you look at the common thing that people go to is the glass half full instead of the glass half empty. It truly is like that. I mean, once you do that, now you're looking for solutions, not wallowing in self-pity of all the problems I have. Oh, God, what happened to me? Now you're like, well, okay, that's an issue. Let's see how we can solve that. What do we need to do? And you just go after it.
Yeah.
And that's what Ken Van Loo does, or he wouldn't be sitting here talking to us right now. Phenomenal. So I got to give a shout out for Ken Spahn. Thank you so much. Ken introduced the two of us, and wow, I'm so blessed. I'm so happy. I appreciate that, Ken, and love having you on, Ken Van Loo. There's two Kens. I love it.
Ken, that's my ninja coach buddy, Ken.
Yeah, ninja coach.
Yeah, there you go.
He's an amazing guy. I just ran into him in Arizona last week in a cool entrepreneur event by Jeff Fagan and my buddy Jason Nast.
Nice.
The very sponsor of powertexting.com. Nice plug. All right. Now, so we go on this roller coaster. We go up and down. You went through some serious downs and then turned it around. So you're very resilient and you're very persistent. And again, these are qualities of the successful people. What would you say, let's take it back now, and now you've had some of those nice peaks where you're doing something and it's really going well. Looking back, could you think of one instant that was your most satisfying moment in business for you?
I would think the most satisfying was the day I cut the ribbon on my first real estate development. I had just turned 30 and I had 3-year-old twins and a large 6-figure debt. And, I had to make it, you know. I was just like, you know, it's, you know, it's only going one way, you know? And, when I cut that ribbon that day, man, I think some tears came to my eyes, you know, honestly.
It's amazing how, you know, it's a culmination of everything that happened before, how you got there, where you were, and then the release of, at last, and everything was worth it, at least up to that point, right? Like, wow. And then it's, you can like exhale and it's liberation. And yeah, I could imagine. It's almost like having a kid, right? It's like, oh, nice. He made it. Fantastic. So look, everyone can see what a real person Ken is, real emotion. Look how transparent he has been since we began. He's telling us how much in debt he was. That's what successful people do. They're very authentic. They're very real. And that's the thing. There's a common misnomer out there, and I think in large part due to not media per se, but shows like movies, television shows, where the perception of people that are wealthy, that are snobby, and you don't talk to me because you're a little person, and that's not the way it is. It's exactly the opposite. They are like Ken. I mean, look at this guy. You can hear him. He's got this soothing voice. He's always smiling. He's very friendly. And what he said earlier, I've heard from every successful person that's been on this show, was he loves to help people. He said those words. And that's the way people who have made money are, because they're at cause for everything in their life. And they're not looking down their nose. Okay, there might be an outlier here or there. Sure. And you may have met one. But don't let that cloud your judgment at all. These are the most wonderful people. That's why I feel like I'm in family anytime I go to like a workshop or seminar that are filled with people like Ken. You know, Ken and myself, we get to roam around and have a good time and meet with family. And we've never met them before. It's phenomenal because of that great positive mindset that everyone has. It's just, until you've experienced it, if you haven't, it's hard to explain. It's amazing. Now, as you go along and things are happening, you're having family, you're in debt, and I'm sure that along the way, that as you're climbing, and maybe even today, I mean, it could be even today, that certain things in your life have to take a back seat to get there. I think many of us can relate to that. For you, what would you say are the one or several things that you had to do to sacrifice maybe that got you, you know, what sacrifice have you had to make to become a successful entrepreneur where you are today?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, and I wouldn't say that they were sacrifices by choice, you know, but you kind of regret some of the things you did, you know. But, you know, I would say that, you know, there was a period of time that I sacrificed my health. You know, I weighed 248 pounds when I went to Life Mastery with Tony Robbins in 2001. Today, I weigh 186 pounds. So I would say I sacrificed my health for a while. I wasn't doing what I do today. And the other thing I sacrificed, and I had twins at 27, right when I kind of woke up and realized, you know, I didn't even know what syndication was. But when I realized it, I'm like, okay, I could do this. And by the time I was 30, I had, you know, cut the ribbon. And there was a period of time where I wasn't around with the kids, you know, at the country club and, you know, playing golf and wining and dining. And, you know, the kids were like, the Little Rascals, the Woman Haters Club or something, you know, they had their little thing going, you know, and dad wasn't part of it, you know. And I had to work myself back in, you know. Mom took them to museums and pumpkin picking and all those days I regretted. And years later, I went and, I mean, my wife did that stuff with the kids until, we even do it today. We go pumpkin picking, apples, the whole thing. But I just went back and I did everything I missed and, you know, created special times for my children, my son. I was became an Eagle Scout. I put the uniform on. I hated it, but I was a leader for 10 years. I took my other daughter out to date nights all the time. She's now a culinary nutrition master. My other one, I would drive her to the barn 5:30 in the morning, and she's an equine, you know, equestrian master, you know. And those special quality times with each one of my children gave us these magic moments that hopefully they'll never forget. I was with my daughter today. We had a wonderful lunch, you know, and we just always go back to those special times. So that's the sacrifices and the work I had to do to bring it all back, you know, and it's just paid over, you know. It's amazing, you know. It's a real amazing life right now. And, you know, I try to help others, and it's not perfect. You know, we're all challenged, you know. So, but that's what we're here for, you know. Just if you fall down, just get up, you know, and there's always somebody that could be there to help you, you know. And the mind can answer any question. So that's why you just have to ask it the right question. Man. I don't mean rambling on there, Brian.
No problem. That's why we are here, is to get the wisdom and value from you. And that's a lot, a ton. My gosh, it was like, it's like we're brothers from another mother there. That was interesting about, and the interesting thing is, I don't know if I'd call it sacrifices. I love that. It's a different frame of mind to not go there. It's interesting. Another guest of mine did the same thing, and I just found that fascinating. I love it. And the other part was, I also went through a period of basically, I did nothing with the family. I just kind of, I hate to say it, but I didn't ignore them, but it was so important for me to move forward that they became second seat. And second seat was no seat, because all of my effort was going into business. And thankfully, communication was involved, and I woke up. This was many years ago. And then I said, my gosh, what is important in life? And my kids were really young at that time. I have two myself, and righted that ship. And yeah, certain times, you know, this happens, but never this anymore. and now all the kids are grown. Same with you. So we have a lot in common. It's so neat. Please tell your son thank you for his service next time you see him. Appreciate what he's doing. And yeah, I can tell you're a proud dad, just talking to you, especially before the show. I love people who are family-centered, which you are. There's no doubt in my mind, because that's the way I am. And it wasn't always the case. And like I said, sometimes this happens. But the trend line is like the stock market going up. There might be peaks and valleys along the way, but it's always going up. Oh, I love family. So so I think that's another attribute that folks should look into if they are neglecting in any way their loved ones. Just take a look at it. I mean, we're not here to smack you upside the head. Maybe we are. To say, you know, wake up, think about it, take a step back, take a day off, take 2 days off, and recharge the batteries with your loved ones. Put it on your calendar. Make it an appointment that's just as, if not more important, than your business itself. And trust me, things will start changing around better if that's where you're at right now. Not everybody is, and I get that. My gosh, can you believe it? We're close to 10 minutes from the end. It cannot be. so we got to keep pushing forward, and Brian's got to stop blabbing. I think, so you've been doing this real estate investing for quite some time now, back from, you know, you were started, it sounded like in your 20s, late 20s, but at 30 is when you got your first big deal. So it's been a while since then. And so you've had what I would term as long-term success. And I've noticed there are people I've run into that are after the quick kill. They just want to get that quick, big, you know, cash. And the unfortunate thing is, when they go about it that way, they don't think about the long term. And once that cash comes, it also goes, because they're not doing anything to replenish it because they didn't have a long term plan. So for you, Ken, what would you say for our listeners is the best way to achieve long term success such as you have?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, you know, I'm going to expand a little bit on mindset, right? Because like I break down my just my mindset analysis into 8 categories, right? Mm-hmm. So I have a mindset for, you know, for my spiritual, for my health, for my career, for my finance, for my relationships. And each one of them have a very specific written outcome with purposes that support that, so that when I look at the things that I have to do to accomplish that outcome, I learn how to leverage and do 20% and get 80% of the results. That's the whole idea. But the mindset is really broken down to the point where, like, you know, if I'm going across country, you know, my roadmap is like precise so that I hit every single spot, right? And from that mindset, you know, it obviously generates a very lengthy plan. My plans, I look a year out. Like I have a year snapshot where I literally plan, you know, a year out on what I want to accomplish. And then it's really consistent and continuous execution monitored by an accountability coach, right? Where literally I'd say 5 out of 7 days a week, I get somebody holding me accountable for the goals that I write on that Sunday night. I do a whole 13-week thing, you know, where I do a quarterly measurement, and I really have a couple mastermind groups where they hold me accountable for quarterly stuff. And that's really it. So I would say mindset, plan, consistent and continuous execution with an accountability coach really has helped out for long-term success. I actually have 9 coaches right now, you know, because I'm learning how to get on TV. You know, I have a coach, you know, my personal coach. I have one for some other media training. I have a TEDx coach. I have a computer marketing, you know, so I get coaching from every single area, you know, and it works. You know, I found one last point that you want to do what's fun for you and hire people that, you know, to do the things that's hard for you and fun for them, you know, in other words. So I'm starting to do that more. And I was always one of those guys, I got to do it myself, but you know, it doesn't work that way. You gotta, you know, share the growth and everything with everybody.
Wow. So everything you just said, my goodness. So I'm going to record this show, take it off of Facebook and everywhere else. I'm going to charge for this. And I laugh, but it is worth, I can't tell the people watching what everything he just said. And thank you so much for saying that you have coaches and then 9 coaches. Now, yeah. Look, everybody watching, I can't impart enough about this, is the greatest on the planet did not go it alone. Look at Michael Jordan, a commonly gone to a reference where he had coaches, he had trainers, he had physical trainers, you know, for his body. He had basketball coaches. Tiger Woods, one of the greatest golfers of all time, coach after coach after coach in different areas of life, just like Ken. Ken is, he's disciplined. He's accountable. Oh, accountability. Everything you just said, I can't get over it. I got chills all over me. It's fantastic. So accountability, an accountability coach, that is one of the best things you could ever have. I used to have one of those. I need to get one back because that keeps you on point. You know, it's like, did you do it today? What you said you were going to do? You're like, oh, yeah. But if you have somebody you know is going to ask you, you're going to get it done more often than you won't. And that's gold. And look, Ken's risen to the top. Does he need to continue to do this? That's up to him. But he's doing it. He's already there. And same happened with Tiger, with Michael. No matter how high they rise, they continue to try to improve. And that is by bringing others in. And then you said the last part was gold as well, is really delegate, you know, hand out the work. So I had a great mentor of mine told me, Brian, stick with your core competency and outsource the rest. And I was just like you, Ken. I want to do it all myself because then I won't feel I'm a success because my ego's in the way. And I don't know if that was you with the ego, but I just thought I could do it all myself, right? And man, I'll tell you, the second I started delegating, I brought in some help. It was liberating. I mean, wow. Then now when I hear people talk, you know, we're talking to other potential JV partners or whatever, and they, hey, Brian, I got this idea. What do you think? Before I'd be like, I have nothing left in the tank. I have no more bandwidth. I can't even think about that right now. Mm-hmm. But then when you have help and you go, oh, you know what? I could probably do that because I do have help. Okay, let's do this, right? It opens the doors. Like, oh, that was like the whole show in 5 minutes right there, Ken. That was phenomenal. Oh, I'm over. Thank you. That was supreme value. That's all we give here on the Mind Body Business Show. And I do want to, there's one question at the end I want to ask you, Ken, that I've asked every show guest before you. And it's kind of profound. And when we get to it, if you need a moment to think about it, that's totally fine. So we'll get to that in just a moment. But I do want to ask you one that might raise some curiosity as well. And then we'll get to that last heavy hitter. Don't worry about it. It's a good one. So if you know, if we turn the table and you are conducting this interview, but you are talking to yourself, so you're now me talking to yourself, and you are conducting this interview, what question would you ask of yourself? And then what would you answer it?
It's funny. I ask this question to myself a lot. So, you know, what does all this stuff you do like really mean, you know? You know, and I think about that, you know, and I guess, you know, so why am I doing all this? You know, I had a calling a couple years ago that, you know, there's a reason why I'm here, to get a message to not only a high level of people but to a lot of people. But, you know, I think what it really means is that I have an opportunity to help what I believe is an epidemic in America, you know, and what that is 45% of Americans are dying broke, you know, with less than $10,000. Now, you know, I'm not a financial advisor, but I think real estate is a vehicle for them to live a great and extraordinary lifestyle and to retire comfortably. And, you know, I really think that I have the ability and the knowledge to contribute to that, to just change everybody's mindset. We've had such a big conversation about mindset, you know, and even me, I'm pretty smart, but you know, I struggled to get into the stock market. Like, unless you're watching the stock market, how much control do you really have with your money? And, you know, my wife put her money in the stock market, built her 401k plan. At the end of the day, we made 5.67%. There was deals, you know, I make 250% return on money, you know, just crazy stuff. And I was always the gambler and she was always the, you know, the conservative type. But, you know, I guess what it really means to me is that I could leave a legacy to not only my family, but hopefully to, you know, the world, where, you know, where before they didn't think they had a chance, they can do it. You know, they really can.
So once again, the whole concept of helping others, it seems to ring true, because I truly believe we've all been put on this planet for a purpose, and one common purpose I have heard every single person on this show is that we all so want to help other people. And the thing is, though, please understand that you need to also be willing to help yourself and put in some effort. It's not easy. It takes work. It takes dedication. The key is having that recipe for success, knowing what step to take when, having those coaches that are helping you to right the ship if you're going off path, all of it put together, and you too can succeed. Look, Ken's not doing it by himself either. So what's keeping any of you who are watching from reaching out? You all know somebody. You're all thinking of one person right now, at least one, where you go, man, that'd be great if that person could be my mentor. Now, is it a guarantee they will become? No. But there will be another. Once you open your mind to it, you'll start realizing there are more than one that you can just have a conversation with and say, hey, I know you're involved with this charity. I'd love to help out with that. Would you be willing to help mentor me and my business? Even if you just have a little bit of time, that would be fine with me. Whatever it is. Would that sound like good advice, Ken, in your opinion?
No, absolutely. I think, you mentioned it earlier, you know, it's modeling the people that are, you know, successful. You know, there's no real reason to reinvent the wheel. You know, if you could take, you know, potential mentors out to lunch and have a list of questions, they're going to love you. They're going to love to see you pull that piece of paper out, because they were just like you at one point and probably saying, I wish I would have dug what he's doing more often right now, you know.
I tell you, I hope everybody's taking notes. Let me just share. I've been, this is just during the show. I mean, I filled it up and I had to go sideways that way. I mean, I hope everyone there is also following example of taking notes, because it's just gold. And yes, I have all of this is recorded, and it's available to the world. It's going to be on Roku as well as Amazon Fire TV, and it's on 9 streaming platforms simultaneously as we talk right now. And it's going to be on 15 podcast platforms. So this is going in a lot of places. And still, if you write it down, it commits it to memory. And I've got writer's cramp, and I'm happy to have that. So, Ken, that one question I alluded to, I almost forgot before we get to it because we're nearing the end, is I want to remind our viewers that are watching live how they can enter to win that wonderful five-night stay at a five-star luxury resort in Mexico. I'll bring it up on the screen right now. Now you do have my permission to get on your computer or on your phone and type in either of two methods that work for you. One is by going to a website, and that is called themindbodybusinessshow.com/vacation. themindbodybusinessshow.com/vacation. Just enter your name, contact details, and you'll automatically be entered. And if it's easier for you and you'd rather just pull out your phone, just text the word PEAK, P-E-A-K, to the phone number 661-535-1624. If you need that number, if you can't remember it, write it down real quick. The number again is 661-535-1624, and you want to text the word PEAK, that's P-E-A-K. And the beautiful thing about this is all of the technology under the hood, so to speak, is supplied by powertexting.com. I use it in my business every single day. Many of you received text messages reminding you of this very show coming on. That came from powertexting.com. Phenomenal, phenomenal system. Highly recommend because text messages are proven to be opened at a much higher rate than emails and Facebook messages. Facebook messages actually are number two. Email comes behind that. All right. So can't wait to see who entered that, and I can't wait to give that prize out and shout them out later on Facebook this evening. All right, Ken, are you ready? It's time. It's time for that wonderful, all-knowing, all-seeing question. And so what I want to do is kind of take the pressure off a little. I know you this is nothing for you, I'm sure, but, you know, some might think he's going to start sweating because I keep building it up. The thing is, the great thing about this is there is no such thing. It doesn't exist. There's no such thing as a wrong answer to this question. There isn't. In fact, the only correct answer is yours.
Got it.
And the interesting fact that I found is on this show, and we've done over 40 shows now, doing it once a week, is that no one previous has ever said the same exact answer as the one on. And I imagine it will happen at some point. We can only have so many answers to this. But just know that you can relax, and whatever your answer is, it's yours, and it's truly yours. So whatever it is, just, yeah, it's yours. Own it, and because it's really intriguing to me to learn and to our audience what you consider your response to be to this. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Ken Van Loo, how do you define success?
That's a great question. Well, that's interesting. Okay. You know, I actually define success. And I don't know if this sounds wishy-washy. You know, I define success on how people want to define success, right? You know, and I've asked myself that question many times. You know, when I didn't have money, you know, I felt that I was very successful because I was successful at being married, and I was successful raising my children, and I had success at, you know, church and in the community, you know, and then I got more successful, and, you know, I had the money, and then I started to look and, you know, does money really dictate success? You know, and then you look at a Mother Teresa and, you know, and I think success, the way that I would define it, is really when you reach fulfillment, you know, total fulfillment. And, you know, total fulfillment, I believe, is when you're serving, like, all your human needs that you hear Tony Robbins talk about. But, you know, you need to be certain. You need to have variety and uncertainty. You know, there's a paradox between the two. You have to be certain with uncertainty. You know, you got to have love and connection and relationships, and you want to have some significance. You know, you need to serve those four human needs, and then you have to have growth and contribution. You know, so whatever someone chooses to do in life, whether it's to be a volunteer, whether it's to be a CEO, you know, if you're fulfilled in life and serving other people, because you're not going to be able to be fulfilled without contributing, I would consider that success, you know, honestly.
Wow. And true to form, as original as all the ones prior. And the beautiful thing I love about every single one of them, that there is one thing in common, and it's not money centric. You said it right in the beginning, you know, I didn't have the money, but I felt I was successful right then. That tells people where your mind is. It's like your importance is not 100% on money. Is money important? Let's not be crazy here. Yes, it is. But the thing is, success in Ken Van Loo's mind's eye is not centered around money. It's centered around his family. It's centered around what he just said. My gosh, to serve humankind, to be certain and have certainty and uncertainty. And I was just writer's cramp, and I ran out of room. So that means we have to end the show. But that was phenomenal. Thank you for that. One of the most eloquently stated definitions of success I've heard to date. And I'm not just saying that because you're on now. And I may say it to the next person that comes on, but you're on now. So what I wanted to do is give people an opportunity to get connected with you. And you did mention at one point that you would like to give a gift for those who are watching. And that was a free 45-minute real estate investment strategy session. So if you don't mind to take it away and describe that a little bit and tell people exactly how they can partake in that.
Yeah. So, you know, it's a call. You know, every person that calls me is a little bit different. So, you know, I don't prescribe the same, formula for each person. You know, you call, we talk about what you're trying to accomplish, what your goals are, how you'd like to get started in real estate. You may be in real estate, you know, and we just strategize on your thoughts and help you move forward. You know, it's just a free consultation that will get you clear, whether it's about life or commitment. You know, I have 9 coaches, so you could even say it's a coaching strategy mindset. You can call it whatever you want, but you're going to leave with tremendous value.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for that. And I pulled up your primary business website.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, and Global Real Estate Strategies. You know, we're doing things globally. We're working with Dolph DeRue now. He's an international success real estate. He's going to write the foreword to my book. You know, our goal is to be the number one real estate advisor in the world, biggest developer, and just transform people from this level to that level, you know, wherever you're at, we're going to help you.
Fantastic. And what would you say is the best way to connect with you at the moment? Would it be through this website, through Facebook? Yeah. What is your preferred method?
Yeah, the strategy calls, I have I send you into kenvanloo.com/connect. That's kenvanloo.com/connect. That'll get you an opportunity to put your name in and fill out a short little survey. So when you get on the phone, I know how much experience you have. If you have stuff going on, we dive right in. We don't waste any time. Let's have a little bit of small talk, but we dive right into helping you with a strategy so you leave the call with value and actions to take.
Fantastic. Thank you. Oh, my gosh. Ken, thank you so very much. What an amazing, we got a little over an hour, and that's the beautiful thing about this. I don't have a radio station that cuts us off at any time, but went a little over, but I appreciate that you stay on with us. You're on the East Coast, so it's almost 10 o'clock there, p.m., and I cannot tell you how much I appreciate you spending the time with us, and I say not just myself, but everyone watching live, and those that are going to watch or listen later on the recording, because the wealth of knowledge and experience you just gave everyone tonight was immeasurable. And I kid you not, I'm being very sincere about that. I appreciate you, my friend. I can't wait to do this again. And hopefully I'll see you in New York next week or 2 weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're amazing. You know, and just thank you so much for the opportunity.
Fantastic. Thank you, my friend. And for everyone else, that's it for this show. We'll see you again next week for another edition of the Mind Body Business Show. On behalf of the amazing Ken Van Loo. I'm Brian Kelly. Until then, be blessed, everyone. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you for watching and listening. This has been the Mind Body Business Show with Brian Kelly.